This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. UNC Children's Hospital is currently under investigation after a disturbing expose released by the New York Times. The story details the death of a 2-year-old who went in for a low-risk heart surgery only to have repeated post-op complications which resulted in her death. She wasn't the only baby to lose her life around that time in 2016. The continued issues with the hospital led to meetings with administration, and those meetings were secretly taped. The tapes reveal a team of pediatric cardiologists who lost confidence in the hospital's own pediatric cardiac surgeons and were reluctant to refer patients to their own hospital. Since the article was published late last week, the state has launched an investigation into practices at the hospital. Ellen Gabler is the New York Times investigative reporter who's been following the story, and she joins us now. Ellen, welcome.
Thanks.
Tell us how the story came to your attention.
Well, you know, we get story ideas a lot of different ways, but basically I had heard some concerns. I'd heard that there were concerns about the pediatric heart surgery program at UNC Children's Hospital, and, you know, they sounded big enough that I decided it was something that we should look into.
Now, this was the period that you're talking about was about 3 years ago, right? 2016?
My article focuses on 2016 and 2017.
Tell us more about these concerns that you heard.
There was concerns on a couple different levels. So doctors had suspected for a while that some complex patients, some patients with complex heart conditions had been dying at higher than expected rates. And then they also started seeing problems with lower risk patients. So the lower risk patients undergoing heart surgery were having complications that they didn't expect. And so that was concerning to them. And they were kind of trying to figure out what they should do. So a cardiologist's job is to diagnose and treat heart problems. They don't do the surgery. So the cardiologists refer patients, you know, usually to their own institution, sometimes to other hospitals, you know, for surgery. And so These cardiologists, they had this dilemma, right? So they saw there was problems with their patients, and they were wondering, you know, how can I continue to send my patients to UNC for heart surgery?
And they expressed,
so that's kind of what was happening.
Right, that's what's happening. And so they get together, they begin to notice, so they go to the hospital's administration and say, what's going on? Tell us about those meetings.
So pediatric heart surgery is a system of care, right? It doesn't all just come down to the surgeon. It involves, you know, anesthesia, critical care, obviously surgery, cardiology. So all of these pieces have to work together in order for things to go well for these kids. And so in the meetings, they're kind of talking about, you know, the head of the cardiology department is saying, listen, people are aware, you know, people in other departments are aware that there are concerns and there are problems here.
They're aware of the problems, and they talked about whether or not these problems could be addressed and whether or not there were particular individuals responsible, and some of that came up in these meetings. And interestingly enough, these meetings were secretly taped, right?
That's right. Yep. So somebody was, you know, so concerned about the situation that they recorded a number of meetings and then eventually pass those along to me.
And one of those recordings reveals administrators who suggest that, look, because the cardiac, the pediatric cardiologists, the doctors, right, who did the referrals are saying, look, we're not feeling terribly comfortable about referring our patients to this surgery unit given the outcomes here. We don't think we can do this in good conscience. And administrators said, well, if you don't refer patients to this unit, then that might affect our budget and that might mean we have to have fewer people on staff here.
Yeah, so there was a meeting with the cardiologist and the head of the Children's Hospital at the time, a guy named Kevin Kelly. And, you know, the cardiologists were talking about their concerns and explaining this to the head of the Children's Hospital at the time. And, you know, there was a lengthy meeting, of course. But one of the things that he said was if too many patients get referred elsewhere, he might have to, you know, reduce the number of people that the department has. And, you know, some people felt as if that was a threat to their jobs.
All right. And what has been the response since when you did your reporting? What kind of response did you get from the hospital administration?
Well, you know, there's another angle here. part of what the doctors were frustrated about was they couldn't get this mortality data. There's this comprehensive mortality data that they were looking for, that they were asking for during the time of these meetings. And they wanted that data so they could make better decisions about where to refer these patients. And they were frustrated because they couldn't get it. And so this is data that 75% of hospitals around the country actually make public. So obviously 25% of hospitals don't make the data public. And again, this is mortality data for pediatric heart surgeries. And so I've been trying to get this data for, you know, a pretty long time now. And that's, you know, one of the things that I have been asking UNC for over a year.
And as you say, the UNC hospital is in a minority, a very small minority of hospitals that don't report this data. Why does the hospital say they don't do it?
Yeah, so there's a couple different reasons. You know, they say that it's not a great way to assess their program. And, you know, they say that it's not statistically significant, meaning it's not a good way to compare them with other hospitals. You know, they have released some data. They finally did release some data to me in April, you know, that shows their mortality rate. But what they haven't released is this thing called risk-adjusted data. And risk-adjusted data is really important. Again, 75% of hospitals throughout the country release this risk-adjusted data. And, you know, the idea is that it takes into account how sick and how complex an individual patient is. So, you know, that way a hospital that takes care of really, really sick patients isn't penalized. And the other thing that the risk-adjusted data does is it can kind of help see if patients with lower risk conditions, you know, are dying at higher rates than would be expected. So that is the information that I am still unable to get from UNC.
Now, UNC Children's Hospital sent us a statement that indicated that from July 2018 to May of 2019, the program performed 100 surgeries with a 97% survival rate. This is a couple of years after the reporting that you did, or the time period that you reported on. And based on the reporting that you did, I guess this would perhaps be an improvement over whatever rate was indicated. But as you say, they wouldn't reveal the statistics, so it's hard to know.
Yeah, that's right. So I've seen that data, that, you know, they've shared that data with me as well, the newer information. And, you know, that's interesting for sure and helpful to some degree. But, you know, we're still missing data for this year period from July 2017 to June 2018. So they won't release that year of data at all. They say it's because they had one surgeon at the time, and they say it's a peer review issue. So that's their reason for not releasing that data. And, you know, the way that all other hospitals or the hospitals that publicly report, they release four consecutive years of data. And, you know, that's kind of the industry standard. And, you know, UNC is continuing to decline to do that. And again, they also still will not release any of this risk-adjusted data.
Interesting correlation in your reporting, if you want to know sort of if there are anything that correlates to better outcomes, it seems to be the frequency with which these procedures are performed. The more you do, the better the outcomes. That's a correlation anyway. Where does UNC fit on that, and could that be any part of this, again, if we were to look at that correlation?
Yeah, so, you know, researchers have found that the best outcomes for children with complex heart conditions come with these, you know, higher volumes into the hundreds, you know, into the several hundreds of surgeries that a hospital does. And, you know, UNC does about 100 to 150 of these heart surgeries a year. And so, you know, that's a lower number. And so, you know, it's kind of the idea. It makes sense if you think about it, right? The more you do of something, the better you get at it. And again, it's not just focused on the surgeon. You know, this is a whole system of care. So, you know, you've got nurses and doctors in the intensive care unit, and the more experienced they are at dealing with this type of patient, you know, the thinking is the better these kids will fare.
Which leads to the turnover rate, a relatively high turnover rate in that unit, right?
UNC says that they now have a a new team today. And, you know, some of that, in part that's true. But five of the nine cardiologists from then still remain at the hospital.
Since your report was released, the state has launched an investigation into Children's Hospital at UNC. What do you know about that?
I probably know as much as you know about it. So the investigation is ongoing, it sounds like. It's led by the state. Federal regulators are also involved. And that's ongoing.
All right. We will stay tuned. Ellen Gabler, an investigative journalist with the New York Times. Ellen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can find links to her reporting at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, a new sheriff in town. He's trying to heal the relationship between the community and law enforcement. Durham Sheriff Clarence Burkhead, next on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.